Hey everyone, welcome to Thriving Marriage with Mark
and Bethany.
This is our weekly discussion of marriage and family in the Christian life. And this is part two of our series on work. Last week, we identified two major issues that have to do with work that drive wedges in the marriage relationship. There are issues surrounding work, which is something that we all do every day in various ways, that can have major negative impacts on our marriages. And we see people coming into the counseling office often because of issues relating to work. So we're going to talk about at least three more issues on this episode and try to wrap it up.
Yeah. That's big stuff here. The issues that cause problems. What are they? What's the next one?
Well, I feel like before we actually give the next one.
Yeah.
Well, I'll give the next one. Fine. Okay. It is issue number three. It is when husbands view the home as not a workplace. They have their 9-to-5 job or they go to work. And then when they come home, it is a non-work location. So this obviously creates sparks in the marriage relationship and can be a major, it's a problem that we got to work through.
Right.
Okay?
Right. Because from the wife's perspective, we often are at home working. Maybe we're also out in a workplace, but when the husband comes in the door, when you come in, it's like, hallelujah. You know, because I'm thinking, now we've got 2 on 4. Now I've got some help. You know, so if you then check out and you're like, I'm done for the day, it can get me frustrated because I'm hoping, you know, we're going to double up here, teamwork, to get all this that we need to get accomplished for the evening.
And it can also be frustrating when a husband comes home after working all day and then the wife has the hallelujah moment and piles on a bunch of chores for him to do. So
So you don't want me to just like say, hey, babe, and then just leave? Like, I gotta, I'm out. Like, your turn, tag in. Oh, yeah. No, but both would be wrong. I get that.
We might have said it on the last one, but I mean, when you get married, you're signing up for being the leader of the family. And that is going to have some work aspects to it. That's going to have some responsibility. So when I get home at the end of the day, it is not time to check out. It's not time to just chill on the couch and do nothing to help you and help with the things that need to happen just to maintain the house or the kids or whatever. It is time for me to work. Now, I say that and I feel a little hypocritical because for the last couple weeks, I've been getting home and laying on the couch and giving orders and not doing anything helpful because I've had a major back issue.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, right. So it's not like you're coming in. This is not normal for you. Let's just put it that way. You've had some crazy sort of pain shooting down the legs. Like, you can't really bend over. There's just a lot. It's just keeping you from doing a lot of things.
Look, I don't know what it is, but I had a birthday and a back issue that didn't go away. So I'm feeling like this is a milestone in my life where I'm realizing that my body's different now than it was 10 years ago. Or even last year, because so far I've gotten hurt or had a sore back or something, and then it's gone away on its own. And this time, it's just not going away. And I've had two major like flare-ups where I've literally been on the couch and giving orders in the kindest way possible.
Yes.
But you have been helping me
because
I have not been physically able to do all the stuff that I want to do.
Right. Like, I've put your shoes on. You know, I've brought you things.
That's love.
Yeah.
You know what?
Bring me this. Can you heat up this little bean thing for my back? I mean, can you bring me? I mean, it's different. It's different. But yeah, I am kind of on call longer and you are doing less. And that's okay. This is one of the seasons where I can willingly sacrifice what I might want because I love you. And I know you're needing that resting time. So I'm not getting frustrated with it. I'm wanting to see you healed.
Yeah.
And back to work.
And it's been good for me. I've been realizing how much work there is that needs to get done because I lay there on the couch and I watch you just do a whole bunch of stuff.
I actually have a surprise for you.
What?
I did something today you don't even know about.
What?
I took down all the Christmas lights at home.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I couldn't reach. There's one spot.
I feel slightly offended, like you're pulling on the man card a little bit. Like that's the man's job.
I did it today, and I watered all the trees.
But, wow. Yep.
That's love.
That's my domain.
I know.
That's my territory.
I know.
And you did that.
I know, because I love you and because you haven't been able to because of your back.
I feel slightly wounded, but you know what? That's a huge blessing because I physically
should not.
Maybe I could at this point, but I really should not be climbing ladders or bending over or doing anything physical.
Okay, so what is our point that we're making with this large, large story? Yeah. What is the point we're talking about? We are saying...
We're saying that husbands need to come home and turn on their A game to contribute and to help and to work in the home. And when they don't, it creates problems in the marriage, for sure. And so this is a way for husbands to love their wives. This is a way to be a leader and to contribute and help and support your wife at home.
Yeah, and I think wives need to be really aware, because there are certain days I can tell when you walk in the house that the best way, even if I think I need help or I have a list of things that I'd love for you to do, I can see that you need a break, that it would be unwise, it would be unloving, and it might create more tension between you and I if I just, hey, can you do this, this, and this? It's like, you know what, let's give daddy a break, or let's have you sit down and just snuggle with the kids. Like, I need to see in your eyes and your body language and as I ask you about your day and kind of read that and give you some space. If you've been working for 10 hours and you come home and you just dive right in, that can also cause frustration on your part and not to enjoy the family time.
Yeah, and the husband can do the same thing where he comes home and reads his wife to see, does she need a break? And there have been plenty of times where I have come home and I've said, hey, go for a walk
or
go do something and just get out of the house. I've got this.
Yeah.
In fact, last night, I didn't send you out of the house, but I sensed it was a stressful day. And I was late when you and the kids got home, and I actually beat you home. And I said, you know what? We're picking up dinner.
Yep.
And I saw like a sigh of relief just...
My shoulders, they went down. Yeah. Everything was,
For sure.
That was awesome.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Okay. Issue number two of this episode, number four overall, is working too little. Now, this could be a husband problem or a wife problem, but it's a problem when one of the people involved in the marriage doesn't work hard enough or enough in terms of hours. I don't know. I just think laziness is a problem in our culture.
Yes.
It's a problem for husbands to skimp on their hours at work or to not work enough to provide for their family. It's a problem for wives to take it easy in their workplace. And this is an issue that can drive a wedge in a marriage for sure.
Yeah, we don't want to be the sluggard that the Proverbs talks about, where we're not really doing what we need to be doing, right? We can, as we talked about, we can work too much where we're just all the time, we don't have the balance. But this is going really towards the other end. And it's so easy being a stay-at-home mom to be tempted to maybe when the kids are napping, just to do nothing, lay back, even when there is a list that needs to be done, or to get distracted on your phone, or, you know, to do whatever it is besides the work on the list that you know that needs to happen. And we can even cover it up by saying, oh, I had a busy day with the kids, when reality was maybe I had some time to do the work I needed to do, but I felt like I wanted to be lazy and I wanted to just sit around instead. And so I think it we have to be careful to, you know when we need the rest. But when we don't need that rest, when we've had the rest, we've got to be working. There's stuff to be done and we need to be faithful to do it.
That's right. Yeah. And I think this is an opportunity for us as Christians even to demonstrate a Christian work ethic. Work is not the enemy. Work is not a result of sin entering into the world. Work is a gift from God, and we can view it that way. We should view it that way. Pastor Mike, I've heard him mention several times, we don't work so that we can rest, but we rest so that we can work.
Right.
And that is very countercultural in a day and age when people are living for the weekend, right? I just want to get through work, get to Friday so that I can go home and do what I really want to do.
Right.
As Christians, we can redeem our work and work to the glory of God and I think put the gospel on display.
Yeah. Makes a huge difference and you become a light to those around you.
That's right. Okay. The last issue that we'll talk about here is disdain for the kind of work that you have.
Disdain.
And
it's a good word.
And it really picks up just right off the heels of what we were talking about with redeeming work. It's hard to do that if you hate your job.
Right.
You've got a problem if a majority of days you feel like you hate your job.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it makes me think about some of the struggles maybe I've been in before where there are certain days when you look at what you've accomplished or what you've done and it's like poopy diaper and dishes and laundry and nothing really fun about it. I mean, just the other day, trying to take the kids out to a park, you know, we're there, we're playing, things are going well, and we have this major, you know, blowout situation that we actually... It's so bad that we have to leave the park. It's like we had one wipe left in the wipes. We have no extra pants. It's all over. It's everywhere. It's one of those situations where get home. Now we have to clean out the car seat. We have to go directly to the bath. Then we have to bleach the bath. We have to get all the clothes cleaned up. I mean, an hour from just this one little outing of my work, of taking the kids out, you know, trying to do something fun with them, it turns into... none of that, which I enjoyed. None of that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
And we can sometimes hang on to those moments or dwell on those moments and just be like, this is awful. I hate this. I'm mad. I don't want to do this. And that really can cause problems because we lose our joy in what we should have joy in when we're angry about it.
Yeah. And I think any job, you're going to experience moments of frustration, moments of things just not going the way you want them to go. I mean, that's promised in the curse, right?
Right.
By the sweat of your brow, and you're going to work against the forces of nature now. Like, this work is going to be hard for you. And so whether you're a stay-at-home mom or a businessman or whatever, there's going to be challenging and frustrating aspects of your job, and you've got to fight, I think, from having this sort of negative attitude that that takes over. You know, if the majority of the time you're feeling that, then that is something that you need to talk with your spouse about and work through and think through, get some biblical counseling about, because... your attitude about work is going to affect or infect maybe your relationship with your family.
Yeah.
If you're just negative and bitter and critical all the time, that's not going to be a healthy environment.
We need to have that joyful, at least, you know, positive attitude, thankfulness towards the job that we have.
Yeah. And I think we alluded to it at each problem that we talked about on this episode, but just the aspect of being in communication with each other about this, that is one of the essential pieces, I think, to working through these issues before they turn into blow-up situations.
Yeah, and we can really help one another through some of the more difficult times when we are working by supporting one another, by encouraging one another. And we've done that with each other. Hey, this is a tricky time in my job or at home or whatever. And so we can come alongside each other and now be on one team helping us, you know, each other through the difficult times too.
Yeah. That's good. So do we have a question to leave people with?
I'm sure we do.
Yeah. I mean, what I'd say is of the three issues that we talked about on this episode, or even including the two previous ones as well, which one do you maybe struggle with the most and why? And if both spouses could answer that, I think that'd be a good conversation.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
So which one do you struggle with?
Ooh. Oh, it's getting real now. Well, this last year, it was a frustration for the kind of work. I really had to work through that, pun intended.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But no, I was starting to just kind of not like mothering sometimes and feeling like that was a little frustrating when I wanted to do other things. And so you and I had multiple conversations about that and prayed through it. And
all right. Well,
which one do you struggle with the most? I mean,
well, lately.
Yes.
Because of my back, I come home and I do nothing.
That's not normal.
Probably working too much. I don't know.
Yeah, probably.
It's, you know, there's always more to do.
Yeah, it's true.
All right. Thanks for listening. And we appreciate your comments and your likes and your shares. We're just encouraged to continue doing this podcast because we just continually get encouragement from people who listen. And so we're thankful for that.
Yeah. Thanks so much for listening in. We will see you next time.
Sweet.
Adios.
See ya. And that is about issues that relate to work. What is this about?
It's about issues.
Okay.